In just a moment, I'm going to ask the people, those who could be present today, who worked to get our new and wonderful sound system in place, to come forward and to receive our thanks. If you've been hearing us much more clearly since we began here in September, there's a very good reason for that. Before I do that, though, I want to cite a couple of short passages that were in an article that the committee chair, Billy Parker, made available early on in the committee's work. We called ourselves the Audio-Visual Committee, and I'll say something about the visual piece in just a minute. Piece Billy passed out was called, very straightforward title, Sound Systems for Better Sunday Worship. It was mostly about the work of a gentleman named Rich Camlett, who's with the Unitarian Universalist Church in Santa Clarita, California. His profession is that of a sound guy. Here's part of what he said. I think the denomination, he means the UUA in this case, should embark upon a focused effort to get us into 21st century technology. It's nice to go into a well-designed, inspirational worship space, and good sound is a big part of that. Psychologically, it's been shown that it makes people rate the event around them as even being more worthwhile. It makes them want to come back to participate in more events. He concluded his thoughts by saying, we should be providing sound that makes people want to stay longer, that makes them feel as if the service is speaking to them, and makes them feel more involved with what's going on in our churches. Certainly true. And I'd say we've done just that with the new sound system that was pinned over the summer. We had an audio-visual committee in place for much of last year, but what gave us an extra measure of motivation was when one of our members offered to fund a good portion of the cost, with the balance coming from other members of the congregation to whom we would make an appeal, and which we did. Also want to recognize Nathaniel Brooks. It's great to have you with us here this morning because you provided a good deal of the inspiration in getting this thing up and running. We know that Nathaniel and others who were in his situation were having difficulty being a part of the service because of our sound system and our hearing-assisted devices just weren't quite up to speed. So Nathaniel, you were the conscience behind this. Consider this part of your 93rd birthday present to us. Thank you. All right. Thanks again. And then there was the live streaming of our Sunday services. I wasn't able to be with you last Sunday, but I was home for a part of the service before I had to leave to go to an obligation I had. And I had my computer on. You sounded really wonderful. The service by the worship associates as well as the way it was coming through. All right, enough of this. I want the... That's what happens when you get off script. I'm going to introduce the members of the audiovisual team. I know some of them are here today, some are not. They just come to the front for a moment here. Billy Parker, Dan Murphy, Kurt Steinbrook, Jeff Goodell, Mike Wilt, Jed Holland, Sherry Woolsey. I was also involved with them. And I know Jen Morton was here a little while ago. She's teaching a class, and I want to give her a special shout out. She was the one who kept the notes during the committee and arranged for much of the appointments for the people who were coming in here to give us their bids and make their estimates. So Jim was really wonderful to do that. So these are the folks who are here with us today. Like I said, we met over the summer. We did you guys did a really fantastic job. I also want to thank all the people who donated for it. Like I said, we have one special lead donor, and then as many of you got a letter toward the end of the summer saying we wanted some help from you to make up the difference between what our lead donor could provide and what the total cost was. 65 of you responded really wonderfully. In fact, we went about $3,000 over what we needed, and thank you. Wonderful. And that this committee will be continuing. Like I said, we got the audio part. Now we're going to begin working on the visuals in terms of how we can bring more visuals and bring some of the visual arts into our worship services here as well as other pieces of our life. And since we had such a wonderful response to the donors, we've now got a little bit of lead funds to work on as well. So Jed, Sherry, Jeff, Dan, and especially Billy, and Jen Morton down there in our in the RE wing, and the other folks who are named in this order of service. The reason I am sounding so clear this morning is because all the wonderful work that you did over the summer and that many of you did to help fund it. Thank you once again. Thanks very much.